This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Ah. The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Oh, let me go backwards half for the intro. Let me go backwards half.
Yeah, that's neat. That's neat.
My man just went half backwards move. Yeah. Yeah. You know what time it is. This is episode 68 of the Random Order Podcast. Mm-hmm. We back on your block. We had to get right and we right. Oh no. It's your boy, Jermaine Richards. Also go by the name of Quentin Quarantino.
Jeez.
You could explain that another time though for sure. Got that boy be a baby chain a
bit. Yes, sir. TT two turned up.
100, yes, my sir. Man. Sheldon Sebastian in the building.
Sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Hat backwards, looking like suspect.
Yeah, yeah, 100. Well,
that's how it's forward. Yeah.
Who's Nori? Did Nori have a hat back? No, he had the.
I think Joe Budden had his hat backwards.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But fuck that, you know.
Bump it up.
Yeah. Yes, of course, that boy on Jew anything,
yes,
man.
Sir, what's
100.
Up?
Jeez. What it do, young Jew?
What's up,
man? Of course, it's been a solid episode, man. We covered many hard-hitting topics such as fake ad teachers, you know what I'm saying, the flip a card system, $100 haircuts revisited, pizza not needing dip, stealing things, chicken wings, cod, and of course
fucking monsters.
Before we get into this episode, YouTube viewers, go ahead, hit that subscribe button and become a true know the guy eager.
Yes, sir.
If you don't, you a mouse. 100.
Yes.
Never mind, that was fun. We saw on Twitter this little this little conversation between someone saying, yo, get the pod back on, and then someone's like, nigga, you a mouse. He's like, fuck you, you a mouse.
I just want my podcast back.
Yeah, 100, man. Shout out all my egos worldwide. Yeah.
Before you start this fucking podcast, crack your fucking stir, like that thing, and enjoy the episode. Jesus.
Oh, man. I've been doing this.
It's been a minute.
The Eagles stretching their wings.
Was episode what?
50 fucking.
Is it 70?
68.
This 68.
Yeah. Something like that.
This 68.
I'm pretty sure.
What my 100 by now? The boys is back.
The boys are back in town.
You know what it is, man. We have to get situated.
What the fuck?
But this just in. We situated.
The boys are back in town.
The boys are back in town.
Say it, count your shit.
What? Who said that? Again?
Oh, never mind.
Yeah, the boys are back in town.
I was thinking about that song too. That's crazy.
Yeah, that's vibe.
Bro, fast story before we get to this podcast. Me and the dogs.
Before you crack the monster.
Oh, you'll know when I crack that. Okay. Me, Sheldon, Julian, and Marlon were playing Warzone, and yo, we just got caught in a bad fight. It's on the stream if y'all was on that stream. If not, we got caught in a bad fight. It was like 3-4 teams pushing us. Everyone's getting deaded. Yeah. I think Julian was the only one alive, and then he revived us. But then there was a fire sale.
The boys are back in town. boys are back in town.
I wasn't alive. Me, who you, and Shells was dead, I think, and Marlon bought us back, like on a fire sale.
I remember I bought somebody back, too.
Like, I just remember, I was flying. I was in the air flying, and that's when I said the boys are back in town.
I bought everyone back.
Someone bought me back.
Someone bought everyone else back.
Someone bought everyone back.
It was just funny because this team murked us, and then there's a fire sale, and there's a buy station right here, so we bought everyone back.
And then all of a sudden, the boys are back in town.
The boys are back in town.
Yo, niggas are dropping. I think Julian hit it off with the first one. Like, the boys are back in town. Then I'm like, yo,
the boys are back in town.
Blew like some Power Rangers, nigga. Like when the Power Rangers come back, like that's what it was.
Right when we landed, we all got dead again, though.
We were back in town for too long still.
The boys moved out of town.
But we was there, though.
Check that out. That was a funny stream. I'm going to look back at that.
100, man. Where to see the streams at? What are y'all talking about?
What, Twitch?
Oh, man. Something important is happening.
Monster's been fucking cracked.
Oh, yeah.
We're fucking wired, bro.
We're fucking here, bro.
Charles, what are you drinking? Decaf?
I had a coffee earlier.
Fucking nerd. You fucking dweeb.
Hold on. Let me talk about monsters for a little bit.
Yo.
All right. Let's get into this,
I didn't
even
know you guys were monster youths like that.
Oh.
I didn't know until I fucking became a monster.
You look at me and you can tell I'm a monster type nigga, bro. Actually, nah, you can't. Me and Trade has been on our shits, bro. We converted Jermaine, but look at this.
I don't know what I'm doing here.
This shit? This shit got zero sugar, nigga.
Oh, I love it. I love it already.
Zero sugar.
I love it already.
And guess what else? The shit got ginseng in it, nigga.
Oh. Zero sugar? 100% beast, bro. 100% beast.
This shit got ginseng. It got taurine in it.
Mm-hmm.
This shit.
Wow.
Like, bro, like.
I thought monsters were bad for you.
Yo, that's a perception. I'm
sure you're wrong.
I'm here to change that.
Yeah. Bro, hold on. What got me? I got to reading the can.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The first words on the joint, it say, get up, get out, and go for it.
Yo, where is that?
Yo, find it, man. Find it.
Where is that?
If it's not right here,
the Ultra Boost.
But dude got aspartame in it,
Aspen, Jamal, Park City, Worcester, Mammoth, and it's French. The list goes on, bro. The competition training circuit has taken the team on some.
Bro, what? It's a
snow trips. One can maximum daily. I have four, bro.
Yo, it says that.
What's the most?
Maybe
be
three
honest.
Stirs a day.
Three.
The most stirs I've cracked. Probably like three. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not saying probably.
It's not like. Fucking, I'm cracking it. Oh, let me crack the next one. It's like, all right, time passes, chain nigga. Like,
okay. You know, and yo, for big niggas, like, don't tell me where I'm not a doctor and shit. For big niggas, though, like, the dosage doesn't apply to me.
Yo, that's a fact. No.
You are a doctor.
That's a huge fact. Close.
Yeah. You even go to, like, something like McDonald's, nigga. It says feeds 1 to 2 of me. Okay, so one. If not, like, half a person.
That's a fact.
For me. If you fill me up halfway.
Nah, 100%.
You know when you go to, like Chinese restaurants and they'll be like, oh, combo dinner for, like, two? Mm-hmm. And I'm like, oh, this is going to feed two people? Okay, we should probably get combo number three.
So let's get the picnic family basket.
Bro.
Okay, so that comes away. Sorry, 9 full turkeys. Okay.
Yeah. You go to KFC and these guys are talking about, the bucket will feed, like, 1 to 2. It's like, bro, okay, give me the biggest size up from that. You know what I mean? Like,
no, 100%.
So not that. 100%.
Yeah. Give me some,
bro. All licks, like some mans could, you know.
Yeah, can't hold their
bigger
licks.
People generally can't hold their. I mean, I drink more.
I tend to size up in anything that I do. Whenever they're, if they tell me, do this, I'm gonna do the next one.
Someone's for a group.
That's never backfired,
for me, nigga. Like never,
never backfire.
Only the large
never.
Pizza. That was it.
Well, the large pizza backfired on that.
Well, you knew better.
I knew better.
There's no rules to that.
There's like a large plus 3 though. So
yeah.
They didn't write the dosage on the box.
For big niggas, like. Shit gets tossed out the window, bro. Come on, man. A bag of chips, that's a fuck. A big bag of chips is a Percy bag of chips all of a sudden.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
For sure.
Also,
bro, those gas station chip bags are a joke. I see that, my bro.
Bro, like,
baby.
Bro, the day I realized it, I think I actually, the day I noted this down for myself was when I was eating, I ordered a pizza and it came, the hoes came with the 2-bite brownies. These motherfuckers ain't two bites.
Two bites, that's such a fucking, what, these ones, I got them in the wrong one, bro.
Crush them shits like grapes.
I think Fletcher started this shit for us. Those big cookies in the morning, that was a regular size cookie. The big
That was a baby cookie.
Like,
and then they had the microwaves outside.
Our school, our high school, like, they'd sell cookies in the morning time before school starts, and like, they had normal little ones, but then they had like really big ones. And it's like, you just knew the big ones where you're going for. It's like, yo, that's like a Percy cookie now. Yeah. And everything else became big, you know what I'm saying? Like,
I remember I went in a couple times early in the morning to bake some cookies.
Oh, you was in the kitchen?
I thought you were going somewhere else.
Just in case I wanted to know that.
But you know what? I knew I had problems from a young guy, bro, because like, was it Fridays in elementary school where like, it was a pizza order? And you get the slice and the chips and the drink. Remember them days of school?
Yeah.
I remember them?
It was barbecue day at Worthington.
Something like that. Shout out Worthington.
Like, we don't talk about it enough.
I think it was every other Friday.
My bad.
Every other Friday, you got like, you could order a slice of pizza. It came with some Lay's chips and a drink.
Yeah.
And I remember the pizza would come and I'm like, it's just one slice, bro. At home, I do like eight slices, bro. Like, that's when I kind of knew like I was different. Cause everyone here is full. They're rubbing their bellies off of one slice at school. And I'm just like, bro, at home, you guys have no fucking idea what I'm doing. Like, respect me, bro. Like, don't give me one slice.
You know who the fuck I am?
That's when I knew I was different.
Oh, you haven't heard about me before?
That's when I knew I was different.
Bro, I'm sure.
I think I've spoken about this before, but I remember when I used to go to... when I was in grade five, my dad was fucking... No, maybe like grade four or five. After I left Worthington, I went to Edenbrook. Okay. I started making some friends and I started getting some invites. And my dad started finding out like, oh, okay, I'm a little popular around school. Niggas want me at their parties. But he's like, bro, like, these parents, like, I'm not ready to hear it. Like, this nigga say, yo, Siobhan, where you going there, man? It's not a race, man. Like, you don't have to finish all the food. And I'm just like, yo, but I'm just eating. You know what I mean? Bro, the parents would say, like, yo, you know when you drop your youth off? And the parents are just holding the kid's shoulders.
On the shoulders,
like, yeah. Like, you're giving the review by your kid. Bro, everyone.
So this one, right?
Eats a lot, huh?
Yo, every fucking time, bro. I'm like, yo, I can't help it.
Yeah.
I've always been attracted to food, you know what I'm saying? Like, I've always had an attraction towards food. Like, I've never looked at it in a bad light.
People who just like you come to this earth and
some people don't like it.
Chilly at you when I have to survive,
bro. My brother,
like, so I don't die.
My brother does not like food,
bro. What?
I don't like low key. He be eating sometimes, but like I'm like, bro, what do you
mean?
Low
key, he be eating sometimes.
Nah, because sometimes I see him go off. I'm like, all right, I finally respect you a little bit. But like, bro, he just doesn't like food. What the fuck, bro? Eat some shit. Nigga, it's so delicious. So many different types, textures, flavors, smells. Fucking
lame shit, bro. I remember I was in kindergarten, and my teacher's assistant was a nice old lady named Miss Harrison. She's probably dead. R.I.P. If you are.
Why would you say that?
But nigga, she was like on the verge. Bro, what? Nigga, she's like, what? 90
I'll pour out some stir for her. You know what I'm saying? Pot the stir.
She pulled me over one time because she just saw how I was like boxing down my lunch.
I already know. Because
at the start in kindergarten, they gave you an option. So you have like a free day.
This is kindergarten.
You have a free day to sort of like do what you want. At some point, you got to.
How do you remember kindergarten?
I don't know. Just come back to me as I speak about it. So they give you a little morning session, teach you a 1-2 on the board. Then they're like, okay, what do you guys want to do? They'll point to you and you tell the teacher what activity you want to do. So it's like, yo, blocks, go play with the blocks, go play with the computers, go draw, or go fucking eat lunch. Nigga, every fucking day I'm like, lunch. Bro, the blocks, and I'm gonna look at sandwiches quick. And then, yo, the teacher's assistant pulled me aside, and she's talking to this little kid. Do you know what you mean? So I know this, or she's like, you eat lunch every day, you love lunch. But can you finish? It's not enough for a big guy like you, so maybe you bring two Sandies.
Two sandwiches, because
she saw how that was in phase when she
saw you smoking.
Yo, I was smoking that sandwich.
So wait, did your dad ever like...
Nah, I was fucking wild. I was in flight with my pops. I was in my ear, I hear you?
That would be lovely.
It's not going to happen.
Yeah, bro, that's not going to happen. Fly with my pops.
Yo, I remember a school thought, or a teacher thought I wasn't eating at home because of how much I was eating at school.
Oh no.
You just eat at home, nigga. It was a problem at home. Trust me, don't call.
You think this is fun?
Bro, I was fucking up. I think it may have been I can't remember who my grade 3 teacher was. It was the same teacher with Tyler. But it was Lindsay. Was it Lindsay? Because I had Lindsay and Lingard.
Lingard,
right?
Lingard.
That was Worthington?
Worthington, yeah.
What was Clark Boulevard's? Because I had another L there. It was like grade 2.
Two Cunningham?
I thought she started coming back to me.
Holy Cunningham was she was a teacher. She was like, she called me out in front of all the students. I was tight. She was just like, we're trying to spell words. And she's like, oh, Trevon, it's a word that you always like confuse. It was R and R's or something like that. And I was just like, yeah, fuck you.
You gotta put my shit on blast. I'm a fucking kid,
definitely
bro.
Like, starts early, man. Bro. It starts early, man.
Like the thing, they get a high off that shit.
The
bro.
Thing was, like, I feel like as a kid, I knew certain things were like funny when I was like called out. Like, oh no, I wasn't really feeling awkward. I was more so like laughing because I'm like, yo, why am I laughing? This feels weird. Like, maybe because I was embarrassed.
Right,
I was
a nervous
like,
laugh.
Yeah, like a nervous one. But I'm like, yo, you guys are fucked. Like,
I don't know. I was coming back to your boy Troy or some shit. I think you guys are reading Harry Potter and you fucking, you had your legs out like this and you pork.
Trevon farted.
That just came out to me, nigga. Y'all niggas shot Troy.
Dig what I'm saying.
His leg was like, what?
Dig what I'm
saying. He was
saying,
like, kick up like a big man, like on the floor, like, you know, both legs. Like, you could cross your legs or you could just, you know, like,
both feet were up and he had both his arms on his knees.
Like, you know, you're sitting on the floor. Yeah. So the knees are up and
he said, fuck.
Bro, but yo, I wasn't like, bro, I was a young nigga, but I was holding heat out, packing heat. Like, bro, when I tell you people turned around, man, I remember that. I was in grade, it was grade 2, Miss
Kate. You don't hear parts like at school. That's one.
Yeah. Part at school. It's a golden rule, so don't pop at school. You hear about it forever. Bro.
They just weren't ready for me, bro. Like, I was just,
you hear about it forever.
I was just developed, bro. I don't even know how to say it. Like, yo,
was a grown nigga, yo.
Yeah, this nigga had no filter with anything as a kid, bro. Like, it's no filter.
But that's when I was like realizing what's right from wrong, like what I got, what can't I do at school versus what I can't do at school. You know what I mean? Like,
why did they say I can't do this shit if I just did? But I remember when teachers used to. This is when I saw my teachers for the fakes that it really was.
Oh, like, shit.
They're a fucking mean ass teacher all fucking year, and then they okay guys, so tomorrow the principal's coming in, she's gonna be sitting in. So if you guys we're gonna be working on this, and you guys just be on your best behavior. Whatever the day comes in, they're pretty normal in the morning. And then the principal walks in. They fucking turn that shit up.
Okay, guys, so who knows the answer?
That's wrong. Okay, but you try harder. You're doing very good.
I've been there, bro. Yep.
Bullshit ass nigga.
And at my young age, I see the fakeness now.
I saw it.
I looked up like,
I don't know if anybody watching this went to Worthington and they know who Mr. Venus is.
Yo. Fuck that nigga on God.
Bro, yo, Mr. Penis.
That's what you say. We used to call her Mr. Penis for real. This my
I get on my fucking nerves. I'll hate bro, y'all
like,
niggas for that.
For me, bro, like I had just moved to Canada from Jamaica. Like I'm happy. Like I think school is like American TV, bro. Like I think I'm about to be on some like Ned's a Classified School Survival Guide shit. You know what I'm saying? Like I'm excited. Like fresh Jamaican nigga got a little accent. Don't even know how to dress for winter yet. Walk in, first thing I see is Mr. Venus. And like she's the meanest fucking woman I've ever met in my life.
Really?
Like maybe the age, but she's just so mean. But yeah, the principal would come around and like my aunt was a principal at another school, and every time she'd come check up on me, like she's so nice and sweet.
They're the clipboard fucking taking.
I was like, bro, what? Bro, as soon as she cuts, like you're on a different thing. Have me turning cards and shit, bro. Like for nothing. Like, yeah, bro, I don't even fuck with the fakes. Like,
keep
it real, man. I'm off for life for shit.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
If I'm calling you little shits behind doors, nigga, kids will come here. You're still a little shit.
Yeah. If I hate you as a kid, you got a problem.
I remember.
I hate your parents, nigga. If I hate you, nigga, fuck. What happened?
Shout out Worthington once again. we're talking about they had a little system set up there to keep the kids in check. They call flip a card.
Yeah.
Well, flip a card, rotate a card.
Worthington was turn a card.
Turn a card, yeah. What school, what middle school or elementary you go to?
Terry Fox or some whack shit.
No, I was out in Mississauga. I went to Vista Heights Elementary.
That sounds hard.
That sounds like a Microsoft program.
Sounds like a LA school or some shit. Zoe 101-10.
Did y'all have like any card or any system to like keep the kids in check?
Bro, I can't even remember.
Y'all have turn a card. You remember turn a card?
Like, get the fuck out the class.
Every man has a name on a fucking. It's like a thing on the wall. Everyone got a name and little pouches with cards in it. And like everyone's on green, and you fucking pick your green up and put it to the back. And it's so orange. That means you look a bit in trouble.
Bro, I can't remember.
It just turns red. Once you're red, you're
gone.
Yeah.
What do you even do? Principal push-ups or some shit?
I was pretty chill in school, so I probably didn't even notice.
I only flipped the card once for too. Some bullshit. I didn't hear her say stop talking. I'm still talking. I'm like, bitch, you need to speak louder. You took her card. Where's your shit at? Shit should have been on red.
I'm trying to see if I find it, but yeah.
Is there a picture? Search turn a card on Google.
I'm trying
to
find
honestly,
it.
I feel like most of them just made it at home.
Turn a card?
Jermaine, search out.
Because it was like, yeah, it was like a little images. Oh, right here.
Classroom management. Here we go. Turn a card, classroom management.
It was on a wall. It was on like a Bristol board. Then they just tape your shit and then like you had a little pocket.
But pockets.
And your name will be there. And then you just you flip it. So I think it went, I can't remember the exact colors, but I think it was like,
it was red. It was red.
Red is, yo, you're fucking
it was red, yellow, orange.
No, watch.
It was green, yellow, orange, red.
Yeah.
There you go. Yellow, four orange, cards. Red.
Yeah.
I don't think that shit worked, though. I had my niggas in the class acting up. And like, it just gave them more chances to do fucked up shit.
Yup. Here it is. Here it goes. It's up there.
Save that.
Right there. Choose your behaviors to your choice. Choose carefully. Yep. Green is doing well. Yellow's warning. Think about it, sheet. Think about it, sheet.
Okay, once you get the salmon,
the salmon.
You get
ours
the salmon.
Ours is orange. Ours is orange and red.
And then red was like, yo, we're calling the crib, bro.
Yeah,
and
red
I remember.
You was on red
time. Nah, I didn't even flip a lot, to be honest, but I just remember this one time I was doing this fucking classroom workout shit. I don't know. I was doing some next shit. And I lost old girl's marble, and she was just really tweaking. Like I took it or some shit.
Bro,
she's like,
"Bro, checking
for
your marble."
Fuck with your super. It was a nice one, though. The thing was,
Steely.
Mm-hmm. The Steely, no.
Yo,
man.
You're the most. No.
It had shit in it. I thought you meant was it a Steely? Like, was it stealable? But like,
no, the marble's called a Steely.
The clear ones with like the fucking
Steelys.
Not the fucking metronome shits. It's the one with the it has some artwork in it. It was like glass forever. Anyways.
The regular joints.
The thing was, I said something about it. I'm like, oh, damn, this is a nice marble. So like, marble's a style. Like, I took this shit, but I couldn't find it. And for the rest of the class, I'm trying to find it. Then the bell rings. She's like, yo, go flip a card. And I'm like, yeah, the fuck? Why? And then I think I ended up flipping it. Then I went back. I left the class, and I checked my pocket, or I just put my hands in my pocket. I'm like, the fucking marble's here. So I go return it. And I'm like, all right, like, here's your marble back. And I went to go flip back my card back to green.
Yeah.
She got fucking tight. Yo, made me flip two cards.
Really?
I was on that orange hole. Yeah. And I'm like, damn, it's fucking weird. It was so, like, it's just scary,
so
bro.
How,
like,
did the marble get in your pocket, brother?
I don't even know.
Did y'all play with marbles, though? Did y'all play with marbles?
Yeah, I caught the ending phase of that. Yeah. Bro, I was on that,
like,
heavy.
Yo. Looking at pictures right now just gave me such, like, a nostalgic feeling. I remember, like,
I love these things, bro.
Man, in Jamaica, we have a lot to keep us occupied, bro. Mm-hmm. But we have marbles, nigga. And, like,
but we have marbles.
We have marbles.
I remember at lunchtime, there's like a stone wall. Like, there's like a fucking stone wall. Like, there's a bare stone stacked on top of each other. Like, it was stuck. But, like, there's crevices and shit.
Yeah.
And, like, the game we would play was, like, we'd step back and then you fucking pop your marble off the ground and, like, try to get it stuck in the wall somewhere. So you have, like, 10 marbles and you go, and then you get stuck. And whoever gets the most marbles stuck is a winner, bro. That shit just, like, brings me back, like, so much. Like,
bro, Jamaican
good
children?
Feelings.
Trust me.
Very creative, bro.
It has to be. So resourceful.
Bro, I had Jamaican neighbors. Well, so it was Jamaican immigrants moved right across the street from us. And then it was, like, a mom, dad, and then two little kids. And then this one, especially this young kid, is just always up to some shit. He'd be fucking 8 a.m.
Talking about Gerard?
Gerard, nigga.
Fuck,
just outside of Gerard, man. Shout out
my
man.
My fucking dog right
there, you know what it is.
We real niggas, because we was way older, and we say, yo, we going to hold down these young niggas.
Yo, you really had a young
niggas trying to bully them.
Shout out my man at Waddle.
Yeah, shout out Waddle, man.
So anyways, I'm in my room upstairs, and I hear like fucking, like a thunder. I thought it sounded like it was thundering or some shit. And then, but it was sunny, so it didn't make no sense. So then, nigga, I fucking go outside to check what's going on, and I see this nigga, Gerard, nigga. He's like 8 years old. He has a door, and he put fucking wheels on the door. So he's riding like a door skateboard down the street. I'm like, that nigga moving. Bro, the thing was, he was moving.
Oh, what was it?
He built a fucking skateboard out of a door and some wheels. And none of the wheels matched.
Fucking door? Yeah. This nigga came to my crib, knocked on my door. I hear my screen door open. So back in Monaco, when you hear the screen door open, you're like,
someone's here.
It could be anyone from fucking, it could be anyone, honestly. this nigga opens my door or whatever, knocks on the door, open it. He's like, yo, like, you want to go play basketball? Bang, I'm like, yo, what the fuck you want to hoop?
So
like,
I got a ball in it.
We call it B-ball.
I'll play B-ball.
And I'm like, yo, okay, like, whatever. Like, where's the net? He's like,
over there, in my garage.
Are you saying like my mom?
Yo, that's how he's
talking. I remember his voice.
One of his catchphrases is like, you got to be kidding.
Yeah.
You got to be kidding.
But anyways, point is, I'm like, I get dressed up to go play ball, and I go to this nigga's garage, and he made a fucking basketball net out of the same door he was riding.
It was a hybrid. It was a skateboard. It was a ball net. Bro, it was a ramp.
Bro, that's sick.
Creative, bro.
We're so resourceful, creative, man. Some of the shit I did as a kid, like, looking back at it now, I'm like, bro, like, I shouldn't have been doing that. Shouldn't have been doing that, but it just worked.
Nah, you should be doing that.
Yeah.
Bro, because like, now these fucking little YouTube iPads, no fucking creative, no motor skills, no like, hand, you know what I mean?
Bro, the things I was
you
doing.
You need to explore that shit.
Definitely wild, bro. Like,
yeah. We had another pair set of neighbors there, and they're from Iran, and it was like the same case, but it was just like totally different, just from somewhere else. Like their dad was nice, and like the girls are trying to figure out and trying to fit in, and the dad's just like, "Yo, like, give me out, like, yo." I can't even explain what she was doing, but she was always wild, and the dad's just like, "Bro, like,
oh,
yo,
I can
stop.
Explain." Nigga. One time, I looked outside, and it's like this very bright light. I'm, what the fuck is going on? It's so weird that I was in the exact same house. It was all that house.
Literally, that house
went through it.
Yeah, yo,
bro, there's a fire on the porch, like a campfire.
Oh, what the fuck?
It's just a fire.
Set up.
She set a fucking fire. And then she's running away. And then the dad's going, it's okay.
Give me out.
Like with wood sticks and shit?
Paper. I think it was like newspaper and wood and shit.
What?
That's what kids do. I used to say,
She was like a teenager.
She was a teenager.
She was like fucking 14, 15 or some shit.
She's on a different thing.
Man, speaking of Jamaicans, man. Well, I guess speaking of Trinities. So we put up that clip and it was circulating in the Trinidadian Guyanese community.
Oh, man.
For the most part, I say like 90% it was all love. 95% it was all love. They're laughing at each other, tagging each other. Like, oh, buy a flag in your car and a bumper sticker.
Yeah.
But I saw one. I can't remember. Did you send it? I can't remember how the fuck I saw it. But this one guy, Trini guy, he got offended. He's like, I'm from Toronto. I don't know these clowns.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah,
I
mean, that's good as fuck. But
yeah,
he's like, I'm from Toronto. I don't know these clowns. But then I just thought it was kind of funny because I'm like, okay. Well, I guess
he's
lying. I guess you know us now.
He's big cat.
Well, I don't know what I was supposed to do. Like, you know, sometimes some niggas hit you with a diss and it's like,
bro,
like, it didn't faze me. I'm just like, wait, what was I supposed to do? Like, what would that say about him? Like, what, is that how I know I made it when this nigga
knows me?
Chris knows me
specifically.
Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Some people be
clowns.
Feeling like that. Some people definitely be feeling like that. Like, they're the gatekeepers, or they're like,
if I don't know you, you're not doing shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right, pussy.
Yeah, we definitely got called some skunts a couple times.
Yeah,
I just feel like with some people, man, it's just like they just have to, like, I don't know, like, you can't get at them without them, like, coming back at you. That makes sense.
We know.
And like, I get it. It was whatever. But
it was a joke. But
at the end of the day, it's like, bro, look how many jokes you say about like Jamaicans.
Bro,
we literally ended it with "Shout out Jamaica, we're all fucking Jamaicans." Yeah, whatever.
Niggas just, anyway.
Anyways, we knew it was a joke. I just thought it was funny. I just tried to get at us. And I don't know these clowns.
I took a whole day to fucking think about myself and shit. Like, just say, yo,
fuck, why? What are we not doing to reach this guy?
Yeah,
what are we doing wrong?
How did Chris not know about us? Fucking clowns, man.
Like, Drake is pretty fucking cool, but like, yo, that nigga Chris that lives by the Walmart. How the fuck do we?
How we missed that?
That's where we dropped the ball.
How are we not
on his radar?
Perspective.
His radar.
Bro, I'm happy we're on Chris's radar. We're probably not on good terms now, but like, you
hopefully
know.
Hopefully, you know, we'll get there. Hopefully.
God damn.
Yeah. Other day, I got trimmed up.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
I got trimmed up.
100.
And,
100 button.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, that'll do.
Yeah.
I got trimmed up, and then it's been a minute. I don't know about you guys, but like through quarantine, obviously no one's getting haircuts, so I got used to just growing my shit out.
Yeah,
it came to another point
where
I'm gonna cut my shit in like a month or two.
Okay,
and I'm like, all right, whatever. Like, I'll just get a cut because boy was coming, he was coming over, and he's coming to me, whatever. It's just like me and him in the crib. It's just nothing but the motherfucking razor noise.
I know
him. And he said, so Trey, I'm like, oh fuck. I heard the podcast on. Oh, fuck. Oh,
here we go.
I heard episode 66. Fuck. I heard episode 67.
I think it was 67.
67,
yeah,
his last one, right?
Yeah. He was just like, he's like, yo, it's like a bill for a cut. So I'm like, all right. So like, I'm like, make it make sense.
So
like,
this is why he's cutting.
This is why he's getting cut. Brave conversation.
Bad business.
Brave conversation. But I'm like,
yo, you don't say the wrong thing, then you get a fucking sunrise hairline.
So I'm like, yo, like, all right. So if I come to the shop, it's like it's a 40 ball, right? I'm all right with that. So I'm upset. Wait. It's a 40 ball for a cut.
Really?
It's different. It's, you make a reservation, you know it's there. So it's like, I understand.
No, don't judge.
You got to. Nah.
It's a different service.
I could go somewhere else, yeah. You know what I mean?
No, but he's
saying the 40 is okay because he makes a reservation and shit.
Oh, like, in the shop.
That ain't got shit to do with 40.
But that's where I choose to go, you feel me? So it's like, I understand going there. It's like, all right, yeah. Like,
problem. You know you got a problem with it, though.
Oh, 100%.
Oh, I don't love it.
I don't love it. Happy here.
There it is. All right.
No, y'all know. All right,
let's go on then.
So now living like downtown, like, you know what I mean? I'm not trying to go so far out to get a $20 cut because it's like, it's going to be, that money going to go either into my head or into my gas tank. You dig what I'm saying? Okay. So their whole thing is like, I'm trying to paint a picture. You go there, it's you're making a reservation, like your spot's not taking, you're not waiting in line. You pull up there, you get your cut, maybe a little hot towel action, maybe a little music or whatever. It's like a service. So that's the 40 ball. And I'm like, all right, that's fair.
Music.
Right?
You got
so I'm like, I don't know, they got tunes. So what's the difference if you come to not air shit out, but obviously if you're in the shop, you're going to pay commission or whatever. Like, you got to split the bread up with you and your homies. So I'm like, all right, if you're coming to my crib now, why charge the extra fucking 60 to make that 100?
Okay.
I'm like, why not just take that same 40? You're making 100% of the profit. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, especially if you're coming to the crib, you're not just cutting one nigga. You're going to be cutting like three of us. So our problem specifically, I don't know about y'all niggas out there. This is the podcast where we're talking about our specific problems. So like, our problem is like, all right, you're coming to one household to get three niggas and you're saying $300. That's a no-go.
You're fucking wild.
Yo, that's an Xbox.
I'll tell you to your face.
Give us a bundle deal.
Give me the bundle deal.
You're fucking wild, bro.
I ain't gonna cap, bro. Barbers be feeling themselves sometimes, bro. I'm gonna say it, bro.
That is crazy.
So then, hold on.
Like,
fuck. Continue. Go ahead.
They'd be feeling themselves sometimes, bro. It's like, sometimes I see some shit and I'm just like, all right, nigga, like, if a fucking cut is like 50 bones and now you're saying to add a beard, it's 65 bones.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what the fuck?
Yeah. That's a fact.
Not that 100. Like, everything here is done, bro.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All you gotta do is like, just fucking go like this.
Yeah.
Like, just line it up. Now you're saying it's 65 bones.
Yeah.
It's like, come on, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Yo, I get that. I'm trying to play the part of the barber. I'm trying to be the barber in this chair. I can't be the barber right now, but.
The sun is out. The weather is nice. So you know that means we outside. That also means that you won't need all those monthly subscriptions because you won't be in the house to use them. So let Rocket Money get rid of them for you. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps you lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. With Rocket Money, I have full control over my subscriptions and a clear view of my expenses. I can see all of my subscriptions in one place, and if I see something I don't want, Rocket Money can help me cancel it with a few taps. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved a total of over 500 million in canceled subscriptions, saving members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features. So stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/randomorder. That's rocketmoney.com/randomorder, rocketmoney.com/randomorder.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Like, his argument to that, because I fought everything.
Mm-hmm.
His argument to that was, it's time. And I'm like, all right. So if you're cutting me and like me and Jermaine got different cuts, Jermaine, I'm gonna get a fade and get my hair shaved down. You're not touching Jermaine's head, you're just touching the side. Why is me and him the same price? He says it's time. So I'm like, all right, whatever. That's like that's your rule. That's your rule. And then it basically came down to it where he's just like, yo, he doesn't agree with the $100 house cut, but like if he lowers it, then he's going lower that he's degrading himself type shit. And it's just like he has to keep that like barbers have to keep going up because everyone else is raising
their price. Saying, like, what's the cap, nigga? You gonna go till like you charging me like two bills? Like, what the fuck you gonna cap it at?
So he doesn't like, think he should charge 100, but he's just charging 100 because the next man's charging 100.
That's what the I think that's what the market's saying. So he's saying, yo, if the market's coming, he's like, yo, if you look at it from your house, like you're staying there, I'm coming to you, but I'm like, all right, yeah, that's fine, but you gotta bundle it because it's just like, bro,
yeah,
you
know that thing.
Whatever car you drive, 40, 50 bucks, like that's a whole tank and that's gonna last you till like maybe the whole week. You know what I'm saying? So like you're still making a $50 profit of even if your gas tank may even be full. And it's like, bro, you gotta come downtown anyways. I don't know.
Bro, I mean, I feel it's, like, it's I mean, some barbers who get it and it's some who don't get it.
Yeah.
Be a human with me and know that. That's a lot.
Yeah, I don't understand.
But at the end of the day, like, that's what I'm saying. It's your product. That's you. You're marketing yourself the way you want. You set your own prices. We can't argue that. So niggas don't be getting as mad as you should.
Yeah, truthfully.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter if you get it.
I don't have a fight.
It's not even that serious. Nigga, we're going to fucking pay it. Nigga, we're still fucking paying.
The funny thing was that he was saying he watched the whole thing and he was just like, yo, end of the day, like, we still paid. He came to the crib trying to give us a cheaper price because of like quarantine or whatever. He's like, yo, I got you. And I still paid him the price that he said initially. You know what I mean? So, like, niggas were over here saying all this and whatever, saying this and that. But, like, bro, we ended up, we still paid. I don't like it, but.
I don't love it, bro.
You know what I'm saying? Like, there's a lot of shit in life where we got to just do. But my whole thing is, like, bro, our hair grows so fast. I just got a haircut 2 days ago, and you'll be like, all right, it's time. Like, yeah, I'm reaching that time to get another trim. Like, you know what I mean?
If I were a barber, though.
Bro.
Five bones.
I got
bro.
I got,
my marketing tactic would be, oh, he's like one of the cheapest guys and his shit is hot.
Bro,
I'll come clean up. That's
what I told him.
Bro. I got plans. I got plans to change the barber game, bro. When the time is right, the time is going to be right.
Yeah,
y'all barbers going to see when the time is right.
You see how them dispensaries came to?
Yeah.
Sir. The time going to be up.
If we open a barbershop, I'm probably charging bills.
Yeah.
No. A bill?
If I open a barbershop, if I open a barbershop, bro. Don't even, no, fuck it. We will find out when we find out.
Yo, I remember, the only thing is like, all right, if you are doing it off of time, you're a barber, you had four niggas to cut.
You said the price for your time. I get that.
How long did you have to cut your hair?
My hair literally will take like an hour and like 30. So, and if he's trying to do like fast, like 45 minutes.
That's too long.
But it's different hair. My hair is so different where you got to go over it to really get that fade.
Like, I know Patrick never took that long to cut your hair.
I was about to say, Patrick had to beat Solo 3s.
Yeah.
And that's when it just dropped.
Yo.
So he's feeling himself.
Like, it depends. Because my Florida barber will trim you up. Decent. In 40 minutes, your hair is crispy. You know you're about to love it. You about to love it.
But that's what I'm saying. He's saying if he's taking his time with it about like hour, but if it's like, if I tell him ahead of time I got to go, like it's going to be around the 45, 50 minute mark.
I don't get it.
Bro, come correct. I don't get it. Though. Shout out my barber in Florida. Hey, let me tell you something. That nigga, he says, 20 bones, you're good with me, bro.
Oh my
God. Damn.
Hey, this nigga said, my barber in Florida, hey, 20 bones, me and you good, bro. Don't worry about it.
That's love.
What else he say?
He said, every time you see my price go up and I post about it, don't worry, that's not for you, big dog.
What else he say?
He said, that's not for you, bro. It's done.
He said, bro. You want something?
And that's what I'm saying. Sometimes niggas just get it. And sometimes it's a relationship you got with a nigga. He said, hey, 20 bones, that's you, bro. Every time you see me post something, every time you see me whatever, don't worry about it. I'm not talking to you, bro.
Yep.
And for these niggas that like you dig what I'm saying? I told him when he came over too, I'm like, all right, y'all niggas over here upset about what we said. About you guys, but look at that from our side.
Mm-hmm. They don't do that.
This is why I said, obviously, like, not saying anything, like, bro, we do what we do, but, like, niggas, if you know us, you know we move normal in real life. We don't, you know what I mean? Talking like we above anyone or whatever. But we understand you taking a picture of me saying, ah, fresh cut. Ah, look at this guy. Mm-hmm. I cut this guy. This is my clientele. Mm-hmm. I understand I'm going to bring you people just off the riff that you're in fucking Toronto. Toronto's very small. Niggas be asking me everything. Where you get shoes from? Where you get a haircut? What fucking shoe size? What pant size is that? Like, niggas want to know. Niggas just want shit handed to them. So you using our name constantly, whatever, like, that's going to bring more dollars to you.
Bless value.
The same reason in Miami. Like, we go over there.
One time.
We go over there. The nigga saying, like, bro, just tag me. Like, I got you for 20 ball. And I know that's going to bring you people. You know what I'm saying? But it's just like, so when I told that to him, I'm like, all right, if realistically you're trying to do all this, whatever, like, how's that fair for us? If you're charging me a bill and still saying, yeah, I'm still going to post you, though.
Yeah. No, you're not.
Yeah,
sorry, I'm sorry, taking it like this. You know when girls get their hair done, they hold the thing.
Shout out AJ though. He got me on the cut for my birthday, dog.
Oh yeah,
I appreciate you, big dog.
And I told him,
I appreciate you, big dog.
I told him, I say, don't take shit personal, because niggas, you know.
Nah,
niggas
at the end of the day, it's just a laugh. Yeah. It's funny. It's funny to talk about.
Yeah, he had his boys texting him saying, "Yo, what'd you do to Trey?" I'm like, bro,
oh, that was funny. He told me that too.
Nah,
it's the same way you say, man. What the fuck is the deal with stop signs, nigga? What's
the deal
like
with tipping pizza delivery man's? Like, you know, it's a conversation.
I'm still gonna do it.
Got a problem with that?
Yeah.
I don't love it.
I'm gonna change the game, though,
bro. Oh my god! Speaking of fucking deliveries, Jermaine Richards, remember the fucking time that you ordered pizza and the nigga delivered it like a book?
Oh yeah, in Australia. Yeah,
yo, I ordered a fucking pizza from this one place, and I said, and it was close to the crib, so I'm like, all right, I'm gonna order this because the motherfucking the wings were crazy over there. The wings are nuts. So I'm
That's
like, yo,
you know.
Whatever I try something and the wings go crazy, I'm like, I gotta try.
That's how you test a restaurant. They get, oh, how is great restaurant, amazing. Okay, how are the wings?
This is a pizza. Yeah,
that's a great like benchmark. Okay, where what the wings talking about? Let me see if they know what they're doing.
I started with the wings. So I'm like, yo, what that pizza talking about? And I read reviews and niggas saying, yo, pizza go crazy. So I'm like, all right, I'm gonna see, because they're on to the right things. It was close by, so I'm like, all right, this guy's either gonna. Uber Eats guys don't have like the pizza delivery, but they're not pizza men.
So this is the spot we almost went to.
So I was just worried that he was gonna bring my pizza either walking in it in the cold, like just walking over with it, or he's gonna have a pizza bag.
Okay,
I'm like, yo, fuck, I'm gonna take the risk. I'm like, yo, order it. So niggas walking over here. I'm like, all right, whatever. He's walking. This was not far.
Turn
like
up, I said, it was close. I mean.
So I'm like, all right, he's coming. It's gonna be cool. So I go downstairs and meet him. And this nigga comes and I see one delivery man. I'm like, no, that's not him. I'm not. It can't be. I'm looking at my phone. It says the nigga's in front of me. I'm like, yo, nah. Like, nah, it can't be this nigga. This nigga's bag was small, like literally the size of your iPad, like the square of your iPad. Nah. And I'm just like, no way.
Oh, no.
He says, Trevon. I'm like, fuck. I'm like, yeah. I'm like, yo, where's the pizza, big dog? Puts a fucking, his little lunch bag on the pole and he starts like unzipping it. I'm like, yo, there's no fucking way this pizza's in there. Like,
did you get
how?
A CD, nigga?
How?
Were the slices stacked on each other?
You know what's fucked? I did at that time. I wasn't even thinking like, yo, how small is this box? I'm like, yo, how's that box in there? I knew it was a medium. A medium is a medium. You know what I'm saying?
So how did you get this box that's not changing size in my head? How's it in there?
Where's my box?
No, it's that small.
That nigga unzipped it and I fucking saw my box just like this.
Oh,
and I was just like, yo, that's a fresh pizza. Like, it's right there. Bro, my
all the
shit,
cheese on one side.
My pizza looked like it took an LSD tab.
It looked like the fucking commercial when you smoke weed and you melt it to the couch.
Pizza hit the blunt.
Bro, I was so tight. I'm just like, yo, like, I was just laughing. And this nigga was looking at me like, yo, what is it? Like, what's
the problem?
And I'm like, yo, what's your problem? Like, well, who the fuck packs a bag like that? And I was telling this to Kevin.
No.
And he's just like, yo, like, that's nothing. And I'm like, I was kind of offended. Like,
that's
what do you mean that's nothing?
That's
like,
a big problem.
Yeah, don't say that's nothing.
That's
like, say I got something better. But
yeah, it boils down to like, some niggas care about food and some don't.
Yo, so, you know, but I feel like sometimes.
I care about that.
Nigga, no, but Kevin had a story, though.
That's what I was about to say. You must have a worse experience.
This nigga was at the crib. Italy comes to Toronto, right?
Italy,
yeah.
Okay.
So it's this place in New York that I tried. It was Italy. It was like good, and then it came here, but it was like so big. Everyone's like, "Oh my god, Italy! I have to go."
It's so, trending right now.
Yeah, Italian food. So it comes to Toronto, and then Kevin's just like, he's a little bougie sometimes. He's like, "I'm gonna order it." So he orders some pasta, and he's just like, "Yo, like whatever, whatever." You always gotta downtown there'd be traffic and shit, so you gotta know where to order from, blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. He orders from Eataly. And then he's tracking this person, and then the person's coming down. He's just like, all right, cool. I'm going to go meet. I'm going to fucking, like, cut to, I think this was before quarantine, so, like, he didn't have to go downstairs. So he's there, and then the Uber driver's there, and he's like, yo, what the fuck? Like, where's my food? Like, she's just been downstairs for a minute. So he texts her. He's like, yo, like, where's the food? She's like, yo, I dropped it. He's like, yo, what do you mean? Like, I don't have it. She's like, oh, it's outside on the floor.
Come on, my boss. God.
Bro, this nigga went downstairs and saw the bag outside. And not even in the building.
What is the
outside.
Fucking 1930s?
Oh, fuck.
Someone's getting in trouble. So.
This nigga said he just looked at it last and went back upstairs and ordered it again. Like, he just left it there, took a picture, said, yo, the person left my bag.
The Uber driver dropped his shit on the floor, nigga. Oh, he dropped my order on the floor.
And that brings me back to, it's just like, yo, some people are just sometimes missing, like, something. Yeah. Like,
yo, this is food. You take care of this. I'm putting this inside my body, nigga. Yo. Let's treat this with respect.
That's it right there. Yeah.
No respect.
That's
man.
A good fucking point.
No respect.
That's a good fucking point.
You don't fucking respect.
Bro, back at Symphony's building in LA, she would order, they order off Instacart, so they do your grocery shopping for you and bring it to you. Mm. And then, yo, same thing. And it's the fucking Wild Wild West in her area. I don't know, niggas. A lot going on. These niggas just running around with carts butt naked. I don't know. And then, yeah, she'd get a notification, oh, your food's here. And then, it's like you get the notification that says, oh, we dropped it. We're good. So we're gone. So it's like, whoa, where the fuck is the food? And then she goes downstairs and then outside under this fucking bench, like all the food's there and her watermelon's out. And fucking, yeah, it's a mess.
Not the melon.
Not the melons.
Hold on. Melons touching cement?
I believe melons are touching cement. Yes. Yeah.
Like, so what happened?
I think she got some sort of fucking
credit back.
Maybe they got in trouble.
Some shit.
Yeah. That's fucked.
Probably.
Yeah,
that's fucked.
Yeah,
not the melon.
I can't can you get with that shit? I don't think I could get with that Instacart shit, bro. I like going to the grocery store.
Yeah,
I enjoy that.
You gotta know what tomatoes grab.
You know, at Publix. Yeah. You know, you gotta go into Publix.
The
right?
Publix.
Oh
nigga.
Man, I miss Publix.
You know, you gotta visit Publix.
Publix with an X.
Yo, shout out all my boarhead soldiers out there, man. Boarhead's a type of fucking.
Huh?
Cold cut.
Boarhead is like a cold cut like thing. They be in Publix. Oh. Like when you go order like your ham or your Black Forest and your maple fucking brown sugar ham, it comes from Boar's Head.
You want that Publix or you want that Boar's Head?
Like Boar's Head.
Give me that BH.
Slice that Boar's Head. And they got.
Sound like Eminem. It's Boar's Head, S'mores Head.
Bro, Publix is the best supermarket in the world.
Yeah,
for that.
I say that with my chest, big dog.
Man, the other day, have y'all been to Home Depot lately?
Yo, surprisingly, nah,
I've been on the low.
I've
been on the low,
bro. I don't know. I went to Home Depot.
Lowe's
is like the same thing. Lowe's, Rona. Y'all ever notice, like, everybody in there looked like they literally left the project they were building and, like, had to grab some.
Yeah,
everybody's in there like clothes are
like
full of
rush,
pain.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, you're talking
boots
to customers.
And shit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm
Where's
saying?
Your 9x4?
I need one more. Fucking one more from building the crib.
Yeah. Fucking one screw. Where is it?
Yo, I remember that because my dad used to go in there like holding shit. Like, yo, you guys have this? And I'm like, bro, why do we take a picture of it, nigga? Like, why are we here holding this fucking shit up? Like, yo, we saw you guys have this.
That's when phones were small, nigga. You gotta go like, dude.
Yeah. I hate Home Depot.
I was in the Home Depot, like, I felt uncomfortable. Like, I'm not.
It's not my thing.
I didn't leave my project to come here. Like, I was just.
I'm starting my project now. This is a clean trip.
Yeah.
Yo, I'm not a handyman, so I don't do the Home Depot shit.
Yeah, no, I mean, neither. So I was in there, like, bro, I was in there, like, fresh. Like,
nah.
Like, I'm stepping out.
Nah,
like,
yo, what y'all, you know what y'all power drills at?
It's funny because I literally went there. I went there to, you see that black bin where I packed all that shit in? I went to Home Depot and I was like fucking like so I picked out the box and I realized I needed something else. So I started like moving and I'm like, I'm starting to sweat. So like, Maria's like, bro, like chill, you're starting to sweat. I'm like, yo, no, it's Home Depot. This is the place.
I'm trying to fit in.
It's HD.
Look at Josie, I'm good here.
Yeah.
Bro, I don't know. Julie, you're saying you're not a handyman.
Me neither. Fuck
you think you're not a handyman to like put some shit together?
I could do it.
The thing like is, bro, I could do it, but I don't want
to. I never want to do it.
I could do it, but I'd rather pay somebody.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
but when you do it, though.
And it's
I
sick,
never
bro.
Feel good. I even had a table.
Nah, it's not me. I'm not a traditional, like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
no, 100%.
Handy, like, I don't give a fuck, nigga.
And it doesn't make me feel
build
less.
A shelf,
it doesn't
a
make
shelf.
Me, you know what I'm
yeah,
saying?
Yeah, I'm happy.
Bro, yo, no,
I'm
here, man.
I gladly
bro, Symphony had a
pockets.
Table that fucking yeah. just fell apart, just fucking crumbled apart. It got smashed. I'm like, with the right tools, I could fucking, I could get that shit right.
You get that popping?
Bro, went to Lowe's, man. I was a sweaty mess. Picked yeah. up the screws, picked up the L brackets, picked up the bit I needed. Wood glue. Yeah, I think it's fucking it's my new side table, actually.
Yeah, yeah.
I use it more than her now.
If you're trying to be my
that.
Wife, you yeah. just know that's not coming with the package you get.
That's not the pamphlet.
That's not something I bring to the table is a handyman vibe. Yeah, like, I'll fucking, I'll do everything else.
I'm not going on my ladder. I'll never buy a ladder,
shit. I'll cook, I'll clean.
Any job involves a ladder, nigga, I got a number for that.
Where we hiring?
Bro, like, when we were waiting for the Panzos, yesterday, did you see the old dude came out of crib and like poured the water? It had rained. He poured the water out of his garbage bin,
out of it into his garbage bin.
Like out of it. Like the garbage bin like collected some water and it goes raining. He just like poured.
Oh
no,
I missed that.
So I seen it and I'm just like in my head. I'm just like, yo, honestly, I'll probably never be that guy, bro.
Really?
Like, I'd leave probably that shit, bro.
Yo, I had to do that.
So,
yo,
I'd do that shit.
Nah, I let the mosquitoes shit. Hatch in that shit.
Yeah,
fuck
yeah.
It.
No, yeah, we put the motherfucking
garbage
are kind of nasty. So I remember Dad was on us like putting them shits upside down and
shit.
Yeah, I can't remember. Yeah, raccoons
they're
are always
disgusting.
Yeah,
in that shit.
Stuff
yeah.
for jewels still.
Yeah. When I saw fucking maggots, I was like, yo, what is that?
Yeah.
Nah.
That's to stop doing that.
I guess whatever
we
put
have
the
to
garbage
do,
on the
it?
Side and
clear
your thumb
on those.
A maggot squirts back on your foot.
Nah. I had jet mode on the hose.
I had to put my thumb in the hose. That fucking made that go fast.
All I'm saying is, yo, we're taking turns, man. Whoever I shack up with, we're taking turns, man.
Yeah. man.
We're taking turns, man.
Just
to
do this shit.
Like, bro, why do you think I want to touch a bug?
Yeah. Why?
Oh,
we're human, bro.
Because I'm a boy, I'm a fucking touch a spider.
I
want to
touch
I got nuts. Nah. Yeah, what the fuck?
We're taking turns
here, bro. This,
we're doing it together. Like, what are the two, dog?
Spider on the wall. Don't even look at me, bro.
Yeah.
Nah, off a spider.
Nah, man.
I'm gonna leave it, bro. Fuck it. You want to
I'm feeling bad.
Get it done, bro.
Yeah, I don't even like smushing them.
Y'all ain't like squishing bugs on them, bro.
My thing is, came in the crib the other day. I
had to wet that up.
Fucking go like this. Slip the paper.
Bro, me and this nigga spent 30 minutes trying to get a fucking wasp.
I did that by myself in the same. I don't know what makes bees go in our apartment so much, but I was just home alone out here.
Now
you hear the loud buzzing.
Yeah, I think there's a nest.
You come in my
like,
crib
up there.
Yeah,
yeah. They
just be
nest.
Flying.
I have a license to kill, bro.
Nah.
Yeah, I cupped him. Yeah, oh, yeah. That's what I was about to say. I fucked up. I cupped him against. I got a container and put him against the window. So I have them.
You didn't
have
no paper.
What do I do now? Yeah.
And then the lid's over there.
Over there. So it's like, fuck.
Yeah.
Trying to like.
That's what he was about to be. He had him pinned up. But he didn't have no paper when I'm like, oh, you need this, don't you? I went and brought a fucking paper.
Because yo, you just hear him getting just cheese because the bee's trying to figure out, trying to like cut. Yeah. And the more you just slap
but
it against the window.
Are they trying to cut though? Because bro, I be opening the door like.
This is very obvious. Yeah. Nigga. It's a
go.
You got in here through a little tiny fucking
feel like a nigga at the airport, bro.
That is kind of chopped.
Cut.
Yeah, they are kind of zooped, man, because it's like,
they be trying to see what's up, man.
If I just see my dog run through, like, the screen, I'm like, bro, that's clearly closed. Like,
oh,
what
really?
Are you doing? Yeah, so, like, a bee with smaller eyes, like,
smaller eyes.
You know what I'm saying? You got smaller eyes.
I hear that.
You don't know that. That's a window.
Eyes are much smaller than a dog's eyes. Like,
can't tell
that
away.
Nah, I feel you. Nah, if you come in my crib, that's... I'm not gonna be that patient still.
Yeah.
Centipede though, you're getting squashed.
Yeah.
Centipede? Nah.
Only time a cicada or cater was in my fucking house.
What is it? What? Oh. A what?
You know, you walk by a tree.
A June bug?
Yeah.
They're
what are
fucking louder?
What
are
they called?
Don't even Google that.
What is
don't
it?
Even
some
Google
shit.
See,
it should cicada.
It's like a June bug.
Oh, cicada. Yeah, I see. Cicada.
Yo, look at that, Sheldon.
Fucking.
Hold on.
You know what that motherfucker looks like?
Hold on. Looks like that damn Pokemon.
He looks like Hector Cross.
Bro, that's crazy. Yeah.
I think his name was like Hector Cross.
Hell no.
Yeah, no.
Hector Cross.
You're getting my Birkenstocks.
Yeah, that nigga held Ash down for a little bit. Hector Cross?
Is Arcudo mine or some shit?
Heracross. Bro, when
Pokemon?
That nigga, him. This guy, when he fucking took his wings out, you didn't want to fuck with him.
That's a beetle, bro. It's
this
giant.
It's a type of beetle. It's a type of beetle.
Bro. Yeah. It's like this.
But the cicada don't look like that.
When he spread them wings?
Nah.
Fucking scissor. It's on Pokemon.
No, ours was just black. It was like, let me see.
This is.
Yes.
Yeah. That don't look like
when the twins were over?
Yeah.
Search up June bug.
I mean, I'm pretty sure it was a different
shades. I'm pretty sure it was a June bug.
What, a crunchy cockroaches?
Shout out my gems.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. No.
These are fucking big, too, bro.
They're kind of dumb. They'll fly into you, and it's like kind of hurts, bro. It's like, what the fuck?
Yeah. I'm just scared of them.
I didn't know have eyes. I think they're blind.
We had that, and we almost fucking crashed into like the sidewalk.
We're
at Ryan's crib, and then like bear June bugs everywhere around the whip, and I feel something on my leg. What the fuck is that? See the June bug going crazy, crashing into everything. Oh. I'm like, yo. This nigga trying. Oh fuck!
I would have fucking
pressed
on that gas, nigga.
June bugs can die from light.
Yeah,
the dumbass be flying to light.
They're full. If they're exposed to light too long, their bodies are not made to be in the light.
Yeah, they sound like a June bug.
They're not blind though. October,
they're not. Blind. Thought they were.
Since they're confused for being blind because they constantly bump into things.
Yeah, why are you flying into me, dumb?
Did y'all just get wings, nigga?
Bro, what makes a bug fly into your ear?
Yeah, you know I play games too much because like I thought these were my gamer fucking headsets, and I try to like move my mic. Watch the footage, nigga. Watch the footage. I swear to God, it's only like this, and try to move the mic to my mouth. Watch the footage, nigga. Holy fuck, get me out of here.
Fucking gamer, man.
Get me out of here, bro.
How fucking crazy is it that the day we bring that up, Hannah Montana transition just starts popping everywhere on Twitter.
Bro, we did that.
No,
yeah,
we caught that.
We sensed it. Yeah, I feel like niggas hear shit and they run with it for sure.
Same thing happened. And they don't be tagging us.
Mm-hmm. With the king of the
fall
shit.
I can search it though. But I can see.
Yo, back on that pizza talk real quick. Something just ruffled. I know it ruffled my feathers as well as my brother. The feathers of my brothers.
Okay.
You own a pizza chain. You own a pizza little restaurant, whatever.
Mm-mm.
Don't fucking tell me your pizza doesn't need dip. I don't want to hear that. And to a point where they get offended when you ask for dip.
They break it down
and they're like, this and our pizza's like this, and we make sure that this. So then I'm like, okay, you have your pizza down to a science. That's but you want to know how I know you missed something? I still wouldn't mind a fucking ranch right now. I still wouldn't mind dunking this in some ranch.
If you're
like, that all sounds great with your crust and shit.
Yeah.
If I had a ranch.
I get it.
We figured out how to make our crust softer. I'm like, really, really? So you don't need no ranch? Really? I had a pizza place. Oh, God. I had a pizza place tell me, we do not sell dips here. I fucking went, ordered pizza, walked up the street, and bought a bottle of fucking barbecue sauce.
Nah, I get
kinda
it.
Kind of tasted better.
I think y'all need the right pizza, bro.
What do you mean?
Like, I get. You know I'm a dip nigga. Come on, but y'all could testify. Yeah. I'm a dip nigga.
That's why I'm kind of confused.
Y'all could testify, but
that's all looking at your style. Bro,
I don't understand.
In Europe it's not really like that. Y'all know me. I be traveling around, you know, I be eating things. I'm in Italy. I'm in France. I'm in London, and I'm eating pizza. I'm eating it comfortably without a dip. They don't have a dip. It's not an option. I'm eating it and I'm happy with it.
Check me out.
For some reason, here in America and Canada, I need a fucking
dip.
Then
I'm saying I ain't over there.
Over here, I need a dip. But over there, for some reason, I'm cool. My knife, I slice that thing. I eat it. I'm like, I don't need a fucking dip. But here, I get you. Here, I need a dip. Over there, I don't need a dip.
But the way they designed this pizza, and even over there in Europe, they fucking crafted this pizza to perfection. Okay. Put that energy into a dip and let's make this work.
At the end of the day, a fucking pizza nova garlic sauce, I don't care if I'm in fucking France, Morocco, or fucking Rome, brother. I need the dip. Trust me, I had pizza over there,
bro,
too.
Bro, get a spicy jalapeno.
Hey,
I had pizza over there, too, brother. And it's, bro, I just always need a dip.
You
don't need it.
However,
all my UK niggas, Franco Manca, bro, all my niggas in London. Y'all know what it is, bro. Go there. You don't need a dip. You'll see. It's called Franca Manca.
But tell Franca to add salsa.
To give you the option.
You don't. I'm going to bring y'all niggas there. One day, we're going to sit in this fucking restaurant. We're going to eat a pizza, and you're just going to be comfortable.
But, Joel, I'd be like, all right, go ahead.
It's like a basketball player. He's awesome. He's fucking great on the court, or whatever. He doesn't really have a left. But he's like, I don't need the left. I'm so good with the right. But I'm like, yo, try the left, nigga. Try to make a dip. I bet you guys could be amazing with this shit. Let's do it.
Yeah.
Don't sell it off as. But we don't need it.
Trevon, you know food, nigga. Like, you know, sometimes like, it's about like what's going on your palate. Like, you know, sometimes certain shit, like certain things, certain flavors aren't, it's just not going to work.
But
right?
You don't know my path.
But yo, the thing is, that's the saying. Like, I understand where he's going from. Like, because certain things are going to fucking, like the marinara sauce may go with the fucking schizozole.
Amazing.
Nice. But the garlic, though. Well, you don't the garlic.
Actually, I was thinking about it the other day. Like, garlic's a fucking salad. I mean, sorry, not garlic. Ranch is a salad dressing, right?
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck is up with, like, that being dipped in pizza and wings? Like, who said, like, let me do this first?
First off, ranch is disgusting on salad.
Salad. I just never was okay
really?
With that.
You know what I'm saying, though?
Like, on a Caesar, though? On a
Caesar, yes.
Caesar and Caesar's even.
Caesar ain't ranch.
Oh, Caesar's different from ranch?
Yeah.
Caesar's like,
I'm not gonna lie, bro. If you get a Caesar in your fridge and you just clap that on the plate and dip your pizza in that beat.
So you know what I'm saying?
No, I get it, nigga. Bro, when it comes to Domino's or some shit, I'm fucking Caesaring a branch of everything. Bro. Big dog, like, come on.
Okay, and I understand, too, you like, some chefs will get offended when you, like, you don't even try their food and, like, let me fucking put ketchup all over. Or try it with ketchup. That. Yeah, I try it. And I'm talking about pizza places where I'm like, okay, I'm familiar enough to know that. Okay, I know what it tastes like without the dip.
But let's just see.
I know.
But the let's thing see. Is,
bro, if what you happens? If you open something like a pizza store, a burger store, or a chicken tender store, you know those are dippable items. Like, yo, you know what I'm saying? Like,
you could dip a burger.
Yeah, dippable.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like, if you understand that this is a dippable thing, then it's like, all right, cool. You know what I mean? Like, run it.
You got to add some customization. For a nigga who worked at McDonald's, I used to customize the fuck out some shit in the back.
Of course.
Yeah. When the McRibs would come in and we had the McRib sauce. And like
the sauce,
but like the McRib sauce, like it didn't come in a container, like it came like in a bag and you put it like you fucking squirt it onto the McRib or whatever. I used to always bottle a little bit on the side for my lunch break. You know what I'm saying? Like I squeeze them into a little container, I put it away and slide that.
You talking?
My lunch break can't come around. I'll be getting the McChicken, a junior chicken, fries, and 10 piece nuggets, and then I'd go back for my hidden fucking McRib sauce. And put it on all my chicken shit. I get the customizing shit. Because McDonald's don't be giving you McRib sauce to dip your shit.
The Southwest sauce. You know
Southwest sauce.
Yo,
and they fucking hated when we came through with the custom sauce request.
Yo, they always say is they hated when they saw the Chrysler 300 saying, I'm done. They knew what motherfuckers was in there.
Respect it.
Bro, we got mixed reviews. Some people are like, sure. Other people are like,
wait, what? Why?
You got to charge a dollar.
That was the niggas on the drive-thru fucking windows. They don't get shit, nigga. Niggas in the back, when I used to see them orders come in, and niggas said, so I'm like, yo, Sky, bro.
Yeah. Put this guy up. Bro, let's get this started.
It's a nigga who was making it, but a drive-thru shorties and whatever, like, they never got it.
Bro, I remember I've been in drive-thrus, McDonald's drive-thrus, and they didn't have the Southwest sauce, so I started saying, what sauces do you guys have then? They brought me sauce in what you bring, what you fucking, when you're going fishing,
and
you put the worms in there? I need one sauce
in there.
You know what I'm saying?
My shit in there.
Bro, because we're asking for shit that's like, we don't normally give that out as a sauce. I'm like,
I don't know how to package that. How do you square it onto a napkin? Or
trust me.
Bro, I told him, put a sauce into a little junior chicken fucking paper.
Twist it up like Kush.
Bag it up like a diamond weed, nigga.
You got to tell him just trust me, just fucking write it in the system. The niggas in the back will take care of it. We knew in the back, like, bro.
They know they eat it too.
I knew how to treat a nigga nice. When I see the shit pop up, I'm like, all right, this nigga definitely, I got you, big dog. Like, I'll take care of it.
And that's the thing, bro. When you're trying to order something, even like with the whole pizza conversation, it's like, I understand your establishment, but understand that I took the time to understand y'all to adjust it to my fucking settings.
Right.
So it's like, when I go to a McDonald's and I'm like, yo, let me get this sauce, and they start asking questions like, how and this, and I'm like, bro, you guys can do it, so just do it. Like, why is this even a problem? Like,
I'm
out your hair.
I have the money. Like, I can't
even. It's a dollar, okay? Thanks, put it on.
I'm trying to get you paid. What, a dollar? Yeah. Fuck.
They be trying
to deter you with that. Oh, it's gonna be extra dollar.
Well, look, we be trying to deter them with the debit. Like, oh, it's extra dollar. Okay, debit.
Yeah.
Usually, and they go like this. Yeah, I'm like, fuck. You go get it for 30 cents on
the debit, bro.
I do that shit.
Don't charge me 30 cents for extra barbecue sauce. Mm-hmm. Like, shut up, bro.
Yeah.
Like, come
shut up.
Especially if you're just a regular worker there, bro. Like, come on, bro.
Honestly, wait.
I've been there, man.
With tap now, doing it. Before you didn't have tap, you gotta pull your card in. You gotta choose an account. Now with tap, all right.
Bare times, when you say 30 cents, I say, all right, forget it. Yeah. Just so you can feel like a dickhead about it.
Yeah.
Cause you know I want it. You know I have to say no because you said 36. You got to live with that now.
Bro, just why? Like, I don't even get
bro,
it.
Bro, I get it. Bro, I worked at McDonald's, bro. Like, sometimes I see some of the people I work with charge niggas for the sweet and sour. And look at them just like, what the fuck?
Bro, are you sick?
Like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Fucking cowards, bro.
Bro, it's a fucking big box right there of sweet and sour.
Nah, if you ever seen the packages the fucking sauces came in, bro.
Yeah, I used to work at Wendy's. I know it.
Remember. I remember we talked about Wendy's. That.
The one on McLaughlin?
You were with Hoods.
Yeah, I work at Hoods, but we never worked together, but he got me the job there.
I remember Hoods working there. I don't remember you working there.
Yeah. I only worked there for like 2 months.
Yo, you guys remember like
I was out of there after that.
You guys remember going to random fucking restaurants and seeing your dog there? Like, what the fuck are you doing here?
And you're dressed up and shit. In the uniform.
Yeah, you work here? Yeah. Fuck.
Especially when you're friend, like your kids kind of, and you kind of look official right now. Yeah. Holy fuck.
I used to hate when y'all would pull up on me at McDonald's, bro. Yeah, I hate facts. It. Like, don't come here, bro. You know I'm working the cup.
Go to the one 4 miles that road.
I'm out here mopping the floor. These niggas fucking giggling. What the fuck you did?
Bro, you know I don't have a bike. This nigga didn't want us to see his shoes. I'm like, bro, like.
Yeah, no, because they used to make you wear the fucking non-stick black joints. Bro.
Loki, them shits were cold. They remind me of the ice shoes or the fire shoes.
See, and I know you never really wore them, bro.
Yeah. I know you don't know nothing about this life.
Oh, no, I know nothing about it.
You don't know nothing about that life, bro.
Nothing.
Where are the decent looking non-fucking slips?
Nah, the thing is, I get why it has to look like that. Because even with them motherfuckers, you be slipping and sliding on that fucking floor.
Yeah, the grease and shit from the burgers and shit.
Even with those shoes, now they're good. Come on, bro. Used to work at McDonald's like maybe 2 years
they're
ago.
Like Skechers.
And we went to get him some shoes, and his shoe was like, you know what I'm saying? Mine was like literally Ronald McDonald's shoes.
Yes, I wanted a top left joint.
Do you know you ain't had these joints?
Nah, those are
Guardian non slips.
It was like bigger than
it's
that.
Like Crocs, but without the hose.
This shit,
My shit looked like some runners, low key.
Bro, I remember fucking
put McDonald's
Tyler Tate Austin.
Julian, my guy.
This shit was fucking huge, nigga.
Yo, I've never seen a shoe.
These
so
are my shit.
Big ass shit.
Yeah.
I hated these shits.
Yeah,
bro.
You got them shits at Payless shoes.
Yeah, Payless. Yeah.
Wait, with some dress ups?
No.
Look on Polo.
And the thing is, I think I got them too tight.
These Skechers.
Yeah.
So the whole shit, my foot was burning, bro.
Yeah. Did you like working at Wendy's?
Hell
2 months.
No.
Yeah, I didn't mind McDonald's.
I fucking hated it.
You should have came to McDonald's.
No, the thing about Wendy's was. It was just all older women. Like, there's nobody there in my age.
That Wendy's. Yeah, I know that Wendy's.
All older women. So, I just was
my
by
McDonald's
myself.
McDonald's was all dogs from Fletcher's.
Yeah.
Bro. It was all the
trust
dog,
me.
Though.
Yeah, that's so like school part two, nigga.
Yeah, it was just like, we were cracking jokes. And, like, it was a link up because niggas from Campion worked there, too. Yeah. So, it was like, this is a link up. Like, like, what are you guys saying?
Yo, that McDonald's was booming, too.
Bro,
booming.
That's the best
McDonald's. Wendy's wasn't busting like that.
It wasn't
we were over there.
At all.
Bro, McDonald's at Brisdale and Bavaria. Probably one of the best McDonald's
Fortino's?
Fortino's. Remember when that plaza was at its prime, bro? Had the Blockbusters in there.
Man.
Had the McDonald's. Had the Browns.
Browns
on the backside.
Wild Wings.
That came later, though.
Okay.
But, like, in its prime.
Yeah, what was it before?
Baskin-Robbins.
Had the pizza on the back.
Still there. Fortino's was busting them chicken wings out the fridge.
When niggas started switching out the wings, like, oh my God, nigga. Niggas started, yo, I remember the date.
The wings.
Tyler Tate Austin and Michael. They're just like, yo, the wings at Fortino's, you get like, I think it was like 10 for like $5.
It was
like
five
a lunch
bones.
Special.
It was
oh
five
my
bones.
Goodness.
Let me tell you something, man.
Let me tell you something after that.
If you didn't,
I'll tell you something after
if you
that,
didn't grow up in that area of Brampton, you didn't grow up in Brampton.
You don't know what you're talking
about,
bro.
And that's probably why you might say some shit about Brampton.
You're on your online, you're making jokes.
You're at Notre Dame.
I don't connect with this.
You're like Chris,
bro. You have no idea what the
Brampton jokes. I'm like, wait, where do y'all go?
You're not talking about that area.
It wasn't this.
You have no idea.
The way that niggas would have a trail of chicken wing bones following them back to fucking
like
school.
Like griddle.
Bro, you can say, where was if some crime shit happened, and a cop would say, where were you? Oh.
Just took you right to the corner. I mean, the last way when you find me.
The thing was,
see me
like,
on the camera walking
that,
out.
Cause we were in middle school and that Fortino's was far, bro. Like, lunch trek. Like, yo, me and this nigga used to run, nigga.
Yeah, like, that's the only way you make it back without being late.
25 minutes on a good day.
You though. Have to run. So then, like, we have our wings and there's no choice but to, like, walk and eat it. So we're just. Yo, honestly, I didn't throw mine out. I wasn't doing that.
Yeah, but, no, biodegradable. Fucking rots into the ground.
I didn't throw it out, but this nigga would fucking toss it over his shoulder, nigga. Like, yo, the car tire just gone, bro. I was like, bro, why are you doing this?
I'm trying to see how far the fucking
the walk was.
The walk was. Yeah,
it was 20. No, I know that walk. I did it every
20 minutes, right?
Yeah. Actually, no. I want to. Well, Wendy's was.
Yeah, no, for adolescent legs, though,
It was a walk. That's Wendy's was kind of in that same direction, but not really.
Well, bro, when I saw a man, so, yo, we found a loophole. Well, not me.
Through the paths?
The Fortino's loophole was like, first off, one day, like, I think it was after school, we went to go get lunch. Mm-hmm. Or fucking
after school.
Yeah, 3 o'clock lunch, you know what I mean?
I feel that.
And then yo, I see this guy turn a corner with a 19 minutes.
We're fucking precise.
I told you, bro.
That's neat.
But yo, that's 20 minutes to get there. 20 minutes to walk back. You have to order your food.
40 minute mish.
Yeah. Should be a line.
22 minutes.
40 minute mish.
That's no games.
And lunch was like 40 fucking minutes.
Where are we meeting? Yo, make sure you get out of your class. Come here.
If you're not by the fucking forest.
I'm out.
Bro, you have to skip the last. You have to, like, when 5 minutes, when it's 5 minutes before lunch, can I go pee?
Take everything.
Me and this nigga was some demons, bro, because, like, they had this thing called DPA, like daily physical activity.
Oh, yeah.
And that shit was.
Are we getting physical? I'm caught.
That shit was before. That shit was before your lunch. It was like 30 minutes. So class ended 30 minutes before lunch, and you had to do DPA, like. So, like, you go outside, play ball and shit.
Daily physical activity.
And me and this nigga would say, yo, bro, as soon as the teacher doesn't fucking look, we're dipping to fucking Pizza Deep or McDonald's. Yeah. Like, we'd run, nigga. Bro, like, run out of sight, nigga. Like, so instead of our lunch being 40 minutes, like an hour, 20. So, we was treated decent. our teacher started to bag it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Saying, yo, who's leaving during lunch? Who's leaving during DPA? Whatever, whatever. So, like, every other class got to go outside, play ball. Our teacher said, nah, we're doing yoga in the classroom. Yeah. Our door is locked.
Damn. Some bullshit.
Bro, she had us locked up. Hated
that. Yeah, and so I was at Fortino's, right? This grocery store that also happens to have a very good deli section and sandwich and snack section. Sir. So they had a chicken wings.
To this day.
And this is the time I was too young. So I was at the age where if I saw like a man my age walk out with like a bucket of 50 wings, I'm like, what, do you have a job or some shit? that's a big white purchase.
You are, yeah.
So this guy turns a corner with 50 fucking wings. I'm like, yo, what the fuck? How did you do that? So basically what he did is they found a loophole where you buy the wings from the guy, or you get the wings from the wing guy and say, okay, I'm going to pay at the front. You get to the front and say, oh, I paid the wing guy.
Oh.
50 wings.
You sneaky conniving bitch.
I didn't do it. I did that shit.
I did it once.
I did it once.
That's hard.
Oh, that's why I hailed you. You didn't do it?
Oh, fuck. Nah.
I'm about to say, I don't see you doing that.
Yeah, I did that.
I don't see you doing that, but I did it one time and I was so fucking scared.
Yeah.
Like, I thought that my collar was going to get grabbed, like, at the door. Like, I did it once.
That's really how it goes, bro.
Because, bro, I did it once because, like, I was making a big purchase. I'm about to spend my whole 2 weeks lunch in this one day. I got wedges on the side. I had 2 boxes, nigga. So I was like, yo, I can't afford this, but I need this. I can't afford this, but I need it. And like, yo, the Fortino's wedges hit fucking different, bro.
So I had both spices, man. Spices.
My only choice was to lie to them and say I paid at the other counter.
Yeah,
bro, and I did.
There was a couple, bro. Y'all niggas never got fucking bulk chocolate turtles and told them niggas it was peanuts in the clear bag. That niggas
bro, I was down and dirty, bro.
This nigga was on some shit.
Once I started seeing, like,
I didn't do that, bro. But it's some shit I've done. It's some shit I've done in some stores that I shouldn't have done, big dog.
Yeah.
I seen you do some shit the other day at a self checkout over there. At a self checkout.
Zero bags, nigga?
Yeah.
Oh, shells?
No, not this nigga, bro. You know what a self checkout is?
Self checkout, yeah.
You know you don't got to check everything.
You don't
got to
check everything, yeah.
What are y'all talking about?
Bro, I seen you at a self checkout. You just fucking dashed. Nah, it's whatever, bro.
Wait, I think everybody does it. I see my bro do some grimy shit, bro.
We're getting spices or some shit. It was like some paprika and it was mad loot, and this guy said, and it's like threw it in the bag. Like,
Jesus, bro,
you know what's fucked, bro? Like, you remember when Burt's Bees was popping? They had the little Burt's Bees in the metal container.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I told you I had to start. I used to get the Coke Zero. like look, the can container where you put your fingers in and you can hold it.
Yeah.
Dash two Burt's Bees in there and just
walk out with a Coke.
Yeah, my business. What's Coke Zero? There's not three products in here. Bro, it's some fuck shit you used to do.
They should have never done self checkout. They should have never done that shit, bro.
She would check it out. That is so slick with you know what I'm talking about. Yeah. You know, like when you get the cans of Coke.
Yeah, I got you. It would be like these ones. Like,
nah, it was a circle one like that. Oh, like the Burt's Bees ones were like this thin.
It was like the circle ones, no? Like that?
It was circle, yeah, but it wasn't like high like that Blistex. It was kind of flat.
Mm. Yeah, it's like a little circle can. I know
you didn't fucking hear shit shaking around.
No,
I feel like if it was this, it would be easier.
I was neat. I was not proud, but I was neat.
She takes out in front of you. What is that?
Huh?
Yeah. Can I go back and get one without that?
Yo,
I don't want that.
My God. I do shit to this day it's just like, bro, like he was just saying, I do shit to this day where it's like, bro, if you catch me, what the fuck?
Frick Burt's Bees?
Two? The fuck?
The expensive one?
I don't even eat poultry.
Nice, fucked.
I don't scan some shit, big dog, because it's like, you know what I'm saying?
How long they been robbing?
You know what I'm saying?
It was some real demons at our school, though, bro. At McCrimmon, some real demons. I was stealing shit at lunch, bro. Like, you remember the Hasty Market by the Pizza Depot?
Yeah.
Dog.
I would write that nigga a letter saying sorry. For my
some Kevin McAllister shit.
Honestly, on like the kind of robberies these niggas was like, so we'd all be walking to this fucking like plaza for lunch and like,
tell you something.
It'd be a group of like eight niggas and everybody say, all right, this is what we're about to do.
Yeah.
And I didn't do none of this, but I'm walking with them, like whatever. It's my guys. I'm walking. They're saying, okay, we're all gonna run inside, grab whatever you can and get out. You just can't get all of us. Type shit.
Yep, I done been in that situation too.
Bro. What'd you grab?
I remember that.
Not me. I didn't grab shit. Nah.
Bro, they would run in there like demons laughing, grabbing fucking candy drinks, whatever, and cut. Yep. Yep. And the guy's just like chasing them, trying to grab me. He's like, don't fucking touch me, dog. Like,
yeah, mans are just some mans are.
I'm like, wait, you have my shit,
bro. Yeah. Pushing him, snuffing him. Yeah. And I'm just like, yo, dog, honestly, bro, like, y'all some demons at such a young age.
That's when we started doing the two people per limit.
They started saying, like, leave your backpacks at the fucking front on the ground and two niggas only.
That's no problem. Yeah, I saw ice cream going to pants. I was standing outside one time and this girl, I remember specifically,
bro,
tight ass pants. She's
Jeans?
It's like a jean. I don't understand how it worked, nigga.
Drumstick went into her pants.
On ice.
Yeah.
You don't have to tell me who that was off camera, baby. I might have some guests. I'm a guest after.
She has nine kids.
I was about to say, you put fucking something else in there.
That's why she
smells like Oreos.
Damn,
dog. Anytime I steal, I compromise. I was like, all right, yeah, I took that, but I did pay for that. You know what I'm saying? So what?
Dude? Y'all know Fisher Price basketball nets, right?
You're a team. That's too big now.
The little kid gets a chalk powder. This guy raised his eyebrows. Look at him smirking a little nigga.
Continue. I gotta know.
And then you know, like big fiberglass basketball net.
What?
No way.
Stickers?
No way. No way. No way.
Nami.
You're way too familiar with that plan.
Yo, no way.
Hey, shout out my blood.
No way.
The fucking, bro, this guy got an elite fucking basketball net with shocks and shit for $40?
Bro, the barcode?
Sheldon, you play on that net today. I know exactly what. That's a nice fucking
bro,
net.
Bro, lady at the cash register, like, wow, I gotta get one of these for my son.
I can't believe you probably already have one, lady.
Some niggas are different, bro. Some niggas are different, bro.
Bro, if your ingenuity is that top fucking notch,
bro.
If your ingenuity is that top notch to fucking switch a Fisher Price ball in with a fucking fiberglass,
bro. I don't promote anything. You know what I mean? I don't promote that.
But you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I have to rate it.
If you have the confidence to just say, if you completed the mission, and I'm out, I would act. The thing was,
bro,
I was at a fucking Shoppers Drug Mart, and this girl couldn't figure out the code to some. I was buying some tea tree oil.
Mm-hmm.
I had some pimples popping up on me. I'm trying to pop them away.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I got some tea tree oil.
And then she was there, and TOB kind of expensive, man. Bit, like, yeah. Yeah,
$13, $14.
It's a price you don't really pay, but you pay
it's
here
a,
and
it's
there.
It's a price.
And it wasn't scanning the code, and she was just like, do you remember how much this was? And I said, with the fucking daughtiest smirk, I said, $1.49.
$1.49.
Bro, she knew me, though. She knew me, though, and she said, yo, that's not the price. I'm like, yeah, that's not it. So I was just dying, bro, because I'm like, bro, you asked me the price? I said, $1.49, what?
You guys go to McDonald's inside
the
Walmart?
Yeah.
So we used to grab snacks from Walmart and then go sit in McDonald's and
just
eat it.
Yeah.
That's
too hot.
She said he grabbed snacks from in the Walmart McDonald's joint.
Stayed at the scene of the crime.
Yeah. And they go grab snacks from Walmart and walk into the McDonald's and eat it.
Yeah. That's your fault. You're fucked.
That's crazy.
Well, not you, but not you.
You didn't. I have nothing to do with that.
Nah, but that's too risky for me. I'd be sweating like a motherfucker.
Man.
But I was a good kid. I didn't steal shit.
Really. Yeah, no, I did.
No, I definitely stole as a kid, bro. Yeah.
Nah,
I definitely stole as a kid, bro.
Yeah.
I used to do the up the sleeve. That was my shit. Up the sleeve.
I wasn't like that.
Like, you know, they got the candy right at the cash register. Mm. So you just buy like with something. And I just reach down and just right up my wrist.
Fucking Chris Angel shit.
Yeah, and I'm just out. Little Coffee Chris, little Twix bar.
I feel like when you just do shit, you know? Just like.
Yeah, man. I grew out of it, though.
Honestly,
buddy.
The companies are jamming from us. You know
what I'm saying?
Bro. Like,
how long did it take you to make this ball net, bro? Like, fucking less than
the
fish.
And the way you market, you sneakily fucking get into my brain to manipulate me and make me fucking come to your store and empty my pockets when I can't afford that right now. So I think y'all are fucked up.
Yeah, y'all take more from me than I take from you. So
100. Let's put it like that.
Yeah,
we can let this.
Yeah. Fuck
y'all trying to hit a Walmart after this.
If you bag me doing it, just say touche and keep it moving. Because you get me sometimes, I get you sometimes.
But don't steal though.
Don't steal.
That theft under $5,000.
Yeah,
that
but if you see the blade, the blade's there.
Don't steal. But, do we tell the Jamaica story, Julie, on here?
Which one's that?
The one where he was trying on white tees and one didn't quite fit me.
That's when I looked at this nigga and said, "What the fuck are you doing,
bro?" I'm not gonna go there.
We were going to Jamaica. We were
2020.
I was broke. Like growing up,
bro, we were in Orlando,
poor,
nigga.
Bro, so that's all I'm gonna say.
It's funny because I feel like we've grown, but then there's just times like. Nah. I don't know how to explain it. There's just a feeling of like, yo, I feel like a kid again right now.
Remind me
like,
of grade 7 Trey when you did that.
Exactly.
Yeah. I was not with that. Let him know I was not with that. I was saying, what the fuck are you doing?
He was like, yo, what the fuck? Like,
that's why I'd be
fuck?
On now. Like, yeah. Like,
do you want to tell that story?
Yeah. Basically, we're going to Jamaica. I was in Orlando and we're like, yo, we just need some white tees. I saw the tweet, brother.
What's on?
You
want a
white tee? You want 4,000?
Nah, I want to. I'm thinking about
it. Let me know. Yo, we've been saying
4,000 shirts.
I'll pitch.
Bro, 4,000 fucking white shirts.
What do you like in a white tee?
Forever.
Just fucking check Alibaba.
What I like in a white tee?
Yeah.
Yo, the fit, the shrinkage, no shrinkage.
If I can get 5,000
wash shrinkage
Uniqlo tees, I'll be okay.
The length, the fit, the fucking collar.
There's a spot in a. I'll show you out there. It's about
I know
brand
some
white
tees. I need to get them for like 3 cents.
Yeah, I don't know if you can get them for 4. Okay. Yeah, I don't know about that.
But anyways, so we're just trying to get some white tees, and I'm like, bro, it's just like, yo, if you're a white tee guy, you know that you wear one white tee, it's a dub the next maybe 2-3 days. Like you can't really wear it, can't wash it. It's just done.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like it's now a sleeping shirt.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
Or a gym shirt,
if that.
Mm-hmm.
So we needed a re-up. Me and Julian go to this big Target. I'm like, oh, that's a nice Target. They got nice things here. You know what I'm saying? Different brands I wasn't familiar with. So I'm like, yo, Julian, let's go try this on.
Bro, we tried it on.
Let's go try on the fucking shirt. And I was just wearing a hoodie. And I'm just like, all right, I tried it on. And I looked at myself in the mirror. I liked how I fit. I just put the hoodie on over that and just say, yo, there's only two in this black. No.
Man.
Nah, you were wearing a t-shirt, nigga. Fuck,
I was wearing a t-shirt?
Yeah, bro. Cause like we both tried on. We're like, you gotta try white. Yo, as a big nigga, you gotta try clothes on. You gotta
get home and
so we popped the fucking bot. Like we popped the bag of white tees. Mm-hmm. I tried mine. He tries his. I come out and say, yo, I really like the t-shirt here. I'm gonna fold it back up, put it back in there.
Yep.
This nigga's not folding.
Yo, this nigga fucking lifts up his t-shirt and like fucking smirks at me and fucking puts the shirt down quick.
Bro,
like, yo, what the fuck are you doing?
Talk.
I'm like, bro, just for one extra tee.
Back in the day, you couldn't put me in the change room, bro, because that's a bad idea, bro.
Yeah.
You'd have been jamming?
Because I'm coming out with shit.
Bro, this nigga lit.
You walk into a 40 and you walk out just dog, thick.
Because we already used to do ball shorts underneath the jeans. Yeah. Oh, easy. So it ain't nothing for me to put another ball shorts underneath the jeans. Ball shorts.
I was too fearful. So.
Bro, it's just like, bro, my cousins have me on some different shit, bro.
I don't know what it was, man. You're just not, like, you're one, you're not going to check me. Two, I'm not, like, you never seen me in your store before. Mm-hmm. Three, if I lift up this white tee and you see a white tee in there, how what proof do you have that that's your white tee?
White tee, yeah.
This is all about confidence. I literally would have looked at him and said, what are you talking about?
Yep.
Huh? Whoa, what the fuck?
I would have said, I don't know. I'm going outside. Can I go outside? Like, I said, can I go outside?
All I know,
like, check me. Do what you guys want to do with him, nigga. I'm out of here. I told him. I said, yo, I swear to God, I told him. I said, if you get bagged, bro, I said, this is you.
Yeah.
I'm out of here. Like, I promise you, I'm fucking driving away.
I told him, yo, just start the car and just wait by the exit.
I told him, like, if you get bagged, I'm dipping. You understand? He said, I know.
Yeah, there's times you got to be bad. Just
like, bro, what are you doing?
You know? Yo, I've made good on my sins though, you know, because now like I didn't pay for shit I could have stole easily, you know what I'm saying? Like, because sometimes they don't.
That's a bar.
You know what I'm saying? Like, niggas be at the cashier like, where the fuck cashier at, nigga? Why am I waiting on you to spend money? Like, you know what I'm saying? But I be doing it.
It does something for me. I think it does something for everybody. Just like. And at the end of the day, man, who gives a fuck?
Yeah, don't be stealing, though, please.
Yeah, I donate my clothes anyway, so it's like, you dig me?
Bro, y'all paid a kid 9 cents to make this shit, nigga. Who's stealing here?
That's what I'm saying, bro. Y'all been got off on niggas many times.
What's up with you? Yeah, y'all hold this.
I don't be stealing, though.
Yeah,
no.
I don't do that shit.
100%.
I'm way too fearful.
I don't steal
Bro, if you send me a sick download link, then he'll... Downloading that shit.
Oh yeah,
that's not stealing. Mm-hmm. That's just downloading
software. We're talking software.
Demos get downloaded.
Well, yeah, we're talking software.
Now I'm not talking because those guys will track you down. Rogers hit my line and say, "Yo,
really?
Some of the downloads,
really,
bro? They said, hey, we noticed that somebody has Game of Thrones.
Yo,
it's not even out yet.
Yo, Rogers made Kevin move out our base because he was fearful. Man. I'm like, bro,
no way.
What are you doing, bro? Why are you guys emailing us? He's like, yo, fuck, are they?
I'm like, I'm like, oh, that wasn't me. That was my boy.
It's worth it, though.
This guy would just have, I'll just come out, I'll take a shower, I'm chilling now, and I'm like, is this that fucking new movie with the... And it's so crispy. I'm like, this is out for DVD. It's not even out in theaters yet.
This guy just has
that shit.
Some of his movies are still filming them.
Speaking of Bule, I seen a tweet today, and there's a certain site that you can watch movies. I'm not going to say it. But a man said, yo, I'm done messing with that site because he was watching a movie, and a man turned the camera and said, this is the best part.
Yo, this is the best part. Pay attention.
Yo, sometimes, yo, that's me. When I watch a movie, I'm like, yo, this is it.
Yo, take this in.
Did he flip it like upside down like this?
No.
According to the tweet, that's how I felt. I felt like the man went like selfie mode. Like, yo, this part's sick. Pay attention.
Holy
that's fucking funny.
Damn, man.
Shout out to the flea market, though. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, my dad used to go crazy. Dude.
Oh, my God, bro. The amount of times I hear just extra coughs in my dad's movies and shit. Man, who the fuck is that?
Yo, I look around. I'm like, what the fuck? Dad's sleeping. It's fucking scary.
You know, guys, when you're trying to, you know, support your friends on Instagram and you're trying to post stories and, you know, you're trying to get people to check out their stuff, man, pay attention to their at name placements. Because when you put it too far to the left, I'm going to the next story because I'm trying to click the at and I can't click it.
You feel me, man?
Put it in the middle. I'll be trying three times, man.
You feel me?
Yeah, I'm saying don't put it at the bottom. It
down, like, am I not pressing it right?
Touch it with the next finger and shit and let it go.
Bro, I'm trying to click it now. I'm sending you a message. Like,
yeah, that's true. There's no sure way to do it. I never just click and I got the name. It's like,
you're fucking up your friends.
Sometimes I wonder if it's a screenshot.
Yeah, I can't click it.
Can I click this?
Yeah, man. Just pay attention.
And I finally click it. I'm like, oh, this wasn't that sick, anyways.
Fuck this nigga.
Yeah, shouldn't have came watch squirrels.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Just pay attention to that.
Thanks for clearing that up.
Put me in the middle.
Yo, you know what time it is, man. This was episode 68 of the Random Order Podcast. We're signing out.
Oof.
Subscribe. Yeah, you know what time it is, man. Subscribe to the Random Order YouTube channel to keep up with the video version and the episode clips. Hit that motherfucking bell thing. Become a true Notre Dame Eagle. I see y'all on other platforms. Y'all all up in that, man.
Mm-hmm.
Respect for sure.
Mm-hmm.
For sure. The audio version of Random Order is available on Spotify, Google Play, SoundCloud, and Apple Podcasts. Leave amazing comments and reviews if you like the pod. Even if you don't, Nick, say it's amazing. If you don't, that's an old note. It just says if you don't, If you don't write a good comment, you can put a comment in your butt. That's old.
Yeah.
Follow us on Instagram and Twitter at The Random Order Show. What we got on 4YE? I see a lot of shit. Oh, them tracksuits, nigga. The tracksuits coming. Another Durag restart. We got
the rework.
4YE rework.
rework. What y'all need to do is head over to the 4YE site. A lot of the durags that are sold out, we have an email subscription that will just come back to you and let you know when we're restocking certain durags.
Is that newsletter?
Let you know, so, yeah.
Newsletter.
Full Paisley.
But you can subscribe to specific items.
Oh, that's dope.
Specific
that's
dope. Items. So we got a full Paisley restock.
I need that codeine crack.
Yeah, we got a full Paisley durag restock. So y'all go over there and just make sure your emails are set up so you know when them durags is dropping, the track suits, the hoodies. Y'all about to be so motherfucking warm. Y'all can put ice cream in your pants.
100.
For real.
100.
If you had to.
That's what I'm saying.
Tracksuits coming soon. Tracksuits rework, durags. We have a lot of things coming, so definitely stay posted on that. Follow 4YE on Instagram. Sign up for the notifications and newsletter on the 4YE site, and you should be golden.
Stickers, pins, all that. 4YE.ca. You know what it is, man.
Man,
what's the haircut of the day, man?
Damn, man. Not $100 house call.
Like type of haircut?
Yeah, man. Fuck it.
That's taper, I think.
That goddamn taper fade.
Yeah.
I can live with that.
For sure.
Or no haircut at all.
Oh, that for sure. Mm-hmm. I saw that.
That's my look.
100.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.